Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a calm night across Israel, clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, with a gentle breeze in Haifa, perfect for a peaceful evening stroll if you're out. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Israeli civilian working for the IDF, killed in an operation in southern Lebanon. That's from Walla. Also, earlier today, Israel Hayom reports calls to end the ongoing ceasefire situation, urging clarity with the United States. Also this hour, NBA coach Steve Kerr criticizes Israel's actions post-October 7th, claiming significant Palestinian casualties, according to Forward. Separately, I-24 News reports that Israel's president's office has invited parties for talks regarding plea deal options in Netanyahu's case. And finally, Axios notes Trump's announcement of a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, which could impact peace discussions with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Times of Israel reports just minutes ago a U.S. soldier was arrested for planning a mass shooting at a synagogue. The FBI gathered evidence from Discord. Also, Ariel Oseran, a journalist, highlighted statements from the Arab League's Secretary General condemning Iran's actions while pointing to Israel as a regional instability cause. This was at the UN Security Council. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in southern Lebanon, Walla reports an Israeli civilian working for the IDF has been killed. This incident underscores the tensions in the region, with Hezbollah activities being a significant concern for Israeli security forces. The implications for regional security are significant, as further escalation could follow. Turning to Israel Hayom's piece, the call to end the ceasefire is aimed at strengthening Israel's posture against threats from Lebanon. With American relations at stake, the Israeli government faces pressure to clarify its stance, potentially affecting ongoing diplomatic negotiations. Meanwhile, Forward highlights Steve Kerr's remarks criticizing Israel's response after October 7th. His comments may influence public opinion, particularly in international circles, and could pressure Israel to address humanitarian concerns. In political news, I-24 News indicates the president's office is exploring plea deals for Netanyahu. This move could reshape the Israeli political landscape, impacting future governance and coalition dynamics. Lastly, Axios brings attention to Trump's proposed ceasefire. This development, while politically sensitive for Netanyahu, offers a window for diplomatic progress with Iran, potentially altering the regional power balance. On the economic front, first, CTEC discusses the rapid evolution of drone warfare. The shift to cheaper, more accessible technology is changing military strategies globally, with significant implications for Israel's defense industry. Separately, Globes analyzes the impact of tech employees holding NIS $150 billion in stock options. This could lead to significant shifts in Israel's economy if exercised, affecting market dynamics and individual wealth. And finally, Walla Business reports on discount banks' efficiency measures, including freezing bonuses and halting early retirements. These steps reflect broader economic challenges facing Israeli financial institutions. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.